Now, the civil case against the MMA fighter Conor McGregor has been continuing at the High Court in Dublin. Nikita Hand is taking the action against McGregor and another man, James Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna. She claims they sexually assaulted her at a Dublin hotel in December of 2018. Both men deny the allegations. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has been in court and she joins us now on the line. Orla, there was more forensic evidence today. What did the court hear?
They heard evidence from Dr. Charlotte Murphy, a forensic scientist, and she carried out DNA analysis of swabs taken from Nikita Hand's body after the alleged assault, as well as from the clothing she was wearing. Now, she agreed, firstly, that whether or not there was any consensual sexual intercourse, that was completely outside her remit. She said the DNA profiles matching the profile of Conor McGregor were found on swabs taken from Ms. Hand's body and from the black play suit and underwear she was wearing. And she said it was 1,000 million times more likely that the DNA originated from Mr. McGregor rather than from an unknown person. She said James Lawrence was excluded as a contributor to any of the DNA profiles. And other under cross-examination, she said that the presence or absence of semen did not indicate consent and it was not possible to scientifically address that. She also spoke about damage to Ms. Hand's clothes. She said both straps were ripped on the play suit she was wearing. She said the right strap was ripped from the front of the play suit, and she said this was not normal wear and tear, in her opinion, but was caused by pulling.
There was also evidence, I think, Orla, today about Nikita Hand's earnings as a hairdresser and about her loss of earnings.
Yes, the court heard the view of a vocational assessor, an occupational therapist, Elva Breen, and she said she, in her opinion, Ms. Hand would never be able to return to work as a hairdresser and that she needed an environment where she didn't have to deal with the public on a daily basis, and she found working in a hairdresser's particularly triggering. Ms. Breen said, in her view, Nikita Hand would possibly be able to do some kind of part-time administrative work in the future. We also heard from actuary Peter Byrne, and he estimated Ms. Hand's future loss of earnings if she had been earning €900 a week and was never able to work again as almost €963,000 between now and when she reaches the age of 66. However, he was asked to redo the figures again by Mr. Justice Alexander Owens in the courtroom based on Ms. Hand's actual salary at the time of €500 a week and making an assumption that that salary didn't increase at all, didn't change at all. And he said based on that salary, the figure would be reduced by almost €400,000 when it came to her future loss of earnings.
Now, shortly before lunch, the court started to hear evidence on behalf of the defence.
Yes, Ms. Hand concluded her case this morning and the court is now hearing evidence called by, firstly, lawyers for Conor McGregor. He was not present in the courtroom this morning. And the court is hearing from Danielle Keeley, who is another woman who was with Nikita Hand on the day she alleges she was raped. She has told the court that she didn't know Ms. Hand very well because she worked in a different salon. She said Conor McGregor's name was mentioned when Nikita said at the Christmas party they were at on Saturday the 8th of December that she was chatting to him on Instagram. She spoke about the fact that he had collected them on the morning of the 9th of December, that they drove around for a while and went to the hotel, the Beacon Hotel in South Dublin. She said she remembered Conor McGregor and Nikita Hand going into another room in the penthouse suite. She said she didn't know what was happening, but they came back out and everything was fine. Now, she was asked by Defence Counsel Remy Farrell if anyone seemed upset. She said no, and she said she didn't notice a bite mark on Conor McGregor's face.
Orla, thank you. That was Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent.